Whoever loves me will keep my word, says the Lord, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. This instruction from today's gospel on the statement of faith found in the prologue of John's gospel, the central message of this prologue is the incarnation of the Lord. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The literal Greek translation of this is he pitched a tent within us. The modern terms, this would be like saying he moved in the house down the street. Today's gospel takes the dwelling of God here on earth to an even deeper level. He is not just among us, he is within us. He is within us as a worshiping body, the church. He is also within us in the union of all believers in the mystical body of Christ. God's greatest desire is to live within each and every one of us, all day, every day, in a life of love. What does this mean? This means that we can speak to God all day long, not as the man upstairs or as some God who is vaguely somewhere out there. We can speak to the God who dwells within us, a God who cares about each and every one of us, a God who wants each and every one of us to share in the love of the Holy Trinity in everything we do. In stark contrast to today's gospel is a system of beliefs made popular in the 17th and 18th century called deism. Some historians over the years have argued that some of the founding fathers of this country were deists. Those influenced by deism believed in a God who was removed from the ordinary events in human life. They thought that God only involved himself in human affairs if there was some big event going on. A deist would have believed that the American Revolution was one such significant event. They also called upon God to help free the colonies from British rule and asked for help in forming a new country that would have the people to govern themselves. We should all be thankful that they did. Maybe this was one reason why they put "In God We Trust" on our currency. But where deism went off the track from true Christianity is that deism tried to convince the people that God would not be concerned in their day-to-day affairs, in our personal lives. Prayer for deists was only a matter of community worship, a formal event. They did not view prayer as a daily communication with God at all. They professed to be Christians, but they did not recognize the presence of Christ in their daily lives. This is certainly not what Jesus is teaching in today's gospel, and we must be careful not to fall into the same trap of thinking like a deist. He is involved in our daily lives. The Gospel of John goes on to tell us that Jesus is our good shepherd, the one who cares for each and every one of us. He dwells within us. He nurtures us with his presence. God is not just out there somewhere. He's in here in our hearts. Wherever we go, we bring God with us. Whatever we do together with him. He is not just the man upstairs. He is the presence within us. There are many ways that God is present in our world today. God is truly most present in the Eucharist, the Blessed Sacrament. As Catholics, our whole spiritual life should revolve around this presence. We should take this presence within us at least once a week. We pray before this presence when we enter into Eucharistic adoration. We offer this presence as the sacrificial victim to the Father every time we participate in Mass. Another way that we experience the intense presence of God in this world is through sacred scripture. The Bible is not just a book. It is the Word of God. As we read the Bible, we are to be changed, to be molded by the words in which we meditate. Hebrews 4:12 tells us, "The Word of God is living and active, and sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces the soul and the spirit, joints and marrow, and is quick to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart." The Word of God helps us to recognize areas in our life that are preventing us from being more like Christ. Reading the Bible daily affords us an opportunity to hear what God wants to tell us in a concrete way on a daily basis. We can think of it as a big, long divine tweet, straight from God, with no limit to the characters. Finally, how easy is it for us to forget about the presence of God within each and every one of us? The same Holy Spirit we received in the sacraments of baptism and confirmation. Our lives are busy, yes. Even when we have days off or a few hours to ourselves, we have things to do, people to see, emails to read, texts to give, Facebook to look at. You get the idea. We're busy and getting busier. That is why we need to schedule our daily prayer. We need to talk to God throughout the day. But if we don't schedule a dedicated time for our daily prayers, we will get so involved in our day-to-day activities, we will forget to listen to the one who is within us. In the Gospel of Matthew, the disciples asked our Lord to teach them how to pray. Jesus' response was to teach his disciples the Our Father. He tells us to talk to God as a child speaks to his father. His love for us is so deep, he tells us that we are his children. We have been charged to bring the gospel to the nations, but in order to do this, we must first bring the presence of Christ to our families and to our neighborhoods. Jesus tells us to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." Our God is not the God of deism. Our God wants to satisfy all of our daily needs, both physical and spiritual, no matter how big or how small they are. We should pray for his help daily. Help for our family, healing for those that are sick, help in our work or at school, help in discerning our vocation, simply help and safety for road trips, or help on taking an exam at school. Jesus tells us to ask for protection from the attacks of the evil one. Keep in mind, the closer we come to God, the more intense his presence is within us, the more fiercely we are attacked by what St. Michael calls the wickedness and snares of the devil. As we prepare our hearts and minds to receive the true presence of Christ in the Eucharist, let us pray that we might be made more aware of Christ working in our lives each and every day. Let us also pray that by receiving the Eucharist, we might be strengthened to know, love, and serve Jesus more faithfully in this life, in order that we might live with him forever in the next. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Let us stand. I believe in